What's up, you guys? I'm B. Simone.
And I'm Megan Ashley.
And welcome to the Know For Sure podcast, where we talk about healing, growing, evolving, and having the tough conversations.
Yes, and we also talk about relationships, not just romantic relationships, but platonic relationships.
Like the relationship I have with my best friend, Megan Ashley, of 20 years.
20 years, baby.
Yes, baby. Do you know for sure?
I think I know for sure, but what I do know for sure is after this episode, you're going to know something for sure.
All right, y'all, really quick, we got a little announcement. We still got merch on the website. Most of it sold out, but all of it ain't.
We got a few pieces left. And this is the Meant to Know. Did I say that right?
Okay. Yeah,
this is the Meant to Know graphic tee. And this is one of our favorites. And you guys know we love this.
Infamous back-to-back picture. This is never going to go out of style.
But I love this shirt. Super comfy. We have a few left on the site. So if you're watching this right now, if you're listening to this,
go to
theknowforsure.com. Thank you.
You're about to say, like, what's the Instagram?
I know. Twitter? Know for sure. I am so sorry. Go to theknowforsure.com where we have these amazing t-shirts available, and we have
biker shorts. They're so cute. I actually have on the samples, which is kind of cool because the first piece that we had before we put the logo on them.
Here's the logo.
She has the logo.
Actually, those aren't even the right ones.
All right, stop it.
She has on a different color, but this is the right one.
Just go to theknowforsure.com. Let me see. Really? Oh, yeah. Those are a little lighter. You see? Y'all get all the BTS of how we made these shorts.
So we went with this color and this logo.
We have a few left on the site. Go get your outfit. Get your socks, you guys. And, yeah, theknowforsure.com. Get your merch now. We love y'all. Head over to the site. And, yeah, get fly before the winter collection, which is coming.
Ooh.
In the winter.
In the winter. And that could mean
anytime in the winter.
After
time.
Thanksgiving.
After New Year's. Because New Year's is winter.
And depending on what state you're from, it could be winter in April. So it will be here when it's
and
cold.
If you're an Aspen, winter is next spring. So whenever we get these samples is when you'll get the winter collection. And we didn't say winter 2023. We said winter. So, yeah.
And it's winter somewhere.
Good luck.
Anywhere.
Head to the site, please.
And stay off our necks
eye patches
about
on.
When winter is. It'll be
back to the show. This is why our team is annoyed with us, because we could never make it through an ad.
It's like,
we could never make it through.
Stick to the script. Have to say stuff, because people will be like, you said winter.
And so I didn't say winter 2023.
I said winter. Now.
Because we'd be over-promising, and we don't under-deliver.
We don't under-deliver.
I ain't going to say that. We deliver. Ain't no under.
But it gets delivered now. That's what it be. We'd be under some stuff, but it'd be delivered.
So. It'd be delivered.
That's all that matters.
Ooh, they'd be like, y'all said Friday. Well, we didn't say what time.
Is it 11
p.m.? We have an hour left. Give us a minute for the upload. It is 11:36. We have 20 minutes to get it right. Please. Wait, where's Jay Nelson? Jesus, is there any reliable Wi-Fi around here?
Is there any reliable Wi-Fi? That's the problem. Georgia Power.
Please. Like, what is the Wi-Fi password? It's not working. Somebody share the link. Ooh, call Jazz and Frankie. They're in L.A. at 6 a.m.
We be going through it.
Y'all, we do it for y'all.
We told you we'd be under, but it'd get delivered.
Ooh, it gets delivered.
That's all that matters.
Hey, y'all.
Ooh, that
welcome back to the Know For Sure podcast. My lip is sweating.
I know, that tickled me. Worked up a sweat.
I am B. Simone.
And I am Megan Ashley. I have allergies. No, I am being challenged with allergies. I don't have
she's
allergies.
She's like, I'm not claiming that.
No, because I'm sick of it.
Mm-hmm.
But I am being challenged with allergies. So if I sound a little stuff.
Don't worry. It's just a little pollen in Atlanta.
Ooh. Living here in Atlanta, I have allergies all year round. It's not even
allergies.
All year round.
My sister got here. You know, Jordan just moved. She's like, that fucking agent fucked up down. My eyes are swollen shut. I'm like, well, just give it some time. Your body will get used to it. She tried trying to go back to Dallas already. She's like, I cannot believe this.
Oh, Lord. I woke up and my face looked like freaking Hitch.
I love that movie.
Like swollen. I hate that feeling.
Yeah, my eyes are puffy in the morning, but I don't think it's allergies. It's just
stress.
I wake up like, woo, what was trying to get me through the night? Gosh. Forgot to play my gospel music. No, do y'all ever wake up like that?
Frazzled,
yeah.
Well, so. I woke up in the middle of the night. My electricity was off because there was a storm.
Oh, yeah. And Jay said his was off, too.
Yeah, it was bad.
Your nails look good.
Thanks.
You switched them up. Yeah. Mine's broke.
Yeah, trying to do a little something different.
Right down the middle. What movie is that? Right down the middle. Do you know what movie that is?
It's a kid movie.
It is. Somebody help.
Wait.
I don't even know what it is. Right down the middle?
What movie is that?
Or am I thinking no wire hangers?
I'm thinking stolen credit card. Remember that?
What movie that is?
That was Home Alone when he was in New York.
Dang, I don't know what that part.
He's like, did you buy it with your stolen credit card? I was like, he's a kid, relax. Like, you're a full adult.
I don't know that. What is right down the middle? Does anybody know that? Thank you.
What part?
Jesus.
Oh, right down the middle.
Okay. I'm like, here you go, EJ. Her, no, she's like Parent Trap, scene 36. I auditioned for that.
I was the pitcher.
I held the picture. They used my hand. Here you go, EJ. Y'all, Ernestine, we're at the Legacy Center. Ernestine is in the background. Y'all know she is like
not I was
queen
the
actress.
I auditioned for the scissors.
I cut the picture. Oh, EJ is like
actors
acting queen.
It, man.
She actors go through it, y'all.
They be like, I auditioned to be that plant.
What?
Somebody else is the plant.
Somebody else got to hold it.
It's like, Jesus.
The worst part is when you audition for something and see the show and you know the script. Like, as they're talking, you're like, and then I looked at his lips. Because that was your audition. You're like, I auditioned literally that same script.
That's hilarious.
Parent
Shout
trap.
Out to all the actors.
Shout out to all the actors. The love strike is getting crazy. Not going to get into that.
Definitely not. Just send in love and light
send
to everybody.
Send love and light. And
prayers.
Next
and,
topic.
Yeah, for sure. Prayers and good vibes to all.
Prayers and good energy.
To all.
Thank good you. Night. And to all a good night.
And that's a wrap on that conversation.
Yeah.
All right.
So let's get into what have you been doing?
What have I been doing? Kids started school.
Mm.
So we had our last little hoorah of the summer. I took my kids to Disney.
So cool.
So that was really cool.
Was it chaos? Or it wasn't chaos. It was easy. Was it chaos?
It was chaos.
Did Caleb like it?
For sure.
Okay.
They had a great time.
Okay.
I think the kids had
like
a great
they
time.
Had a great yeah. time.
I just wouldn't recommend Disney for I would have probably went into like a nervous breakdown if I went by myself. It's not.
Who all went with you? Baby Jay,
my mom, my aunt, her
kids.
It was a lot of us.
So a lot of adults.
Yeah, a lot of adults. It was man to man. It was five kids, five adults.
Great.
So we were playing man to man. We weren't on the deep, you know. We were good.
Yeah.
We weren't playing.
Good.
But it was just a lot. It's a lot with, you think Disney is like this magical place, and I had very high expectations, and it just wasn't
You're
that.
Like, y'all ready to go?
It just wasn't that. It's like, and what it made me realize is that I see things in totality. Like, I think about the totality of the experience. Mm-hmm. And I saw all the places where they didn't give a damn about any parent.
Mm.
I'm like, why would you create this place and make it a negative experience for the parents?
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
because the parents got to bring the kids.
You guys, this episode of In Totality with me, your host, Megan Ashley, is sponsored by BetterHelp. What's the first thing you do if you had an extra hour in your day? Really, think about it, guys. A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time. The question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, how would you use it? The best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important to you and make it a priority. Therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it. Listen, you guys, I have been in therapy for a year, and it has helped me so much. I mean, tremendously, in helping me find what really matters to me the most. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire and get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/totality today and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/totality. All right, guys, back to the show. All right, guys, before we continue on with this episode, just a quick announcement. Black representation in media is super important to our community as it promotes diversity, challenges stereotypes, and allows for more authentic storytelling. It helps foster a sense of belonging and can positively impact societal perceptions and breaking down biases. Tabitha Brown, Ava DuVernay, Viola Davis, Issa Rae all have made significant contributions to film, television, and media, paving the way for more diversity and inclusion. The next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black stories and Black truths. I recently listened to an episode entitled A Taste of Freedom. This episode talks about Juneteenth and the day that the enslaved Texans found out more than 2 years after Emancipation Day that they were free. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now, they are the story. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcast that center Black voices. It's NPR's Noir. Turn on NPR today and hear a range of voices that are varied, nuanced, and Black. Stories should never be about us without us. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get podcasts. All right, guys, back to the show.
Right. And yeah. It's like, I don't like investing money and then feeling like, dang,
it wasn't worth it.
Or I just didn't feel that great about
doing it.
Because I feel like the excitement that my kids had, they would have had that at the house with the pool and the game room.
Something we could have done.
You know what
in
I'm saying? That
yeah,
scene,
yeah, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
There were parts that were very exciting. Yeah. Like, Caleb got to see Elsa, and he about lost his
mind.
I want to do a voiceover so bad of just watching Caleb. Aww. Because he was literally about to lose it. Like, he looked at me one time and was like, I'm going to get on that stage.
I'm about to flip. That's cool, though.
So there were moments where it's, like, very cool. But then just the, like, there needs to be a manual on how to navigate through Disney for the first time if you're a first-time parent. Their app is trash. Their interface is horrible. Their process is terrible.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They make
you over here trying to invent something.
I'm
you're like, I can start a business to help y'all.
Something.
J&F.
I'm like, people need to like have a totality department where it's like someone looking over the overall experience for everyone.
Yeah.
Like if I'm a grandmother, what is this experience like for me?
Mm.
I'm older. I don't really want to walk that much.
Yep.
What is that experience like for me? If I'm a single mom, what is that experience like for me?
Yeah.
If I'm a parent with a special needs child, what does that look like for me? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And then it was like little stuff like your ticket is $300, right? So your tickets for Disney are like $300 per kid.
Take your wish.
That's fine. That's fine. I'm sure there'd be something else. Wishing. You could have my wish. That's fine. But then everything's expensive. You got to drive down there. You got to get a rental. You got to get a
parking
hotel.
Parking and yeah.
So what took me off? I mean, that it just sent me over. Is we're at Downtown Disney, and we're walking around. The kids want to get pretzels, so we go to get pretzels. They want frozen lemonade. The lady says that the pretzel is $17.50. And had the audacity to tell me that the frozen lemonade machine was broke. I said, it can't be. You're charging $17.50 for yeast.
Y'all have money to fix it.
You can't have a broken frozen.
Y'all better take that pretzel, bite a piece, and pass it around like communion. Because we're all sharing one pretzel for
$17. $17.50, and you're telling me your machine?
What did you say?
I said, it can't be. It can't be, and you're still charging me
$17. Where is Mr. Walt? I don't need a manager. I need the guy who invented this.
Yeah, him up from the dead, and I need to speak to him because that don't make no sense. Like, just little stuff like that. It was just like I was so disappointed in the overall experience of Disney. But my kids had a great time, so that was fun. But, it was crazy. Jay was there, and he was able to document everything, which was really cool.
So cool, yeah.
So we can kind of look back, and, you know, they can have that experience. Yeah. So it was cool.
Speaking of manual, there needs to be a manual on how to travel with proper etiquette. Because traveling, getting off the plane.
It's a nightmare.
I'm like, you were in row 32Z. Why are you up here?
Why?
I literally said totality. It's chronological order. I don't even know if that was the word. Is that the word, chronological? I don't even think it was.
No, I don't think it's the proper
word. I said chronological, and I yelled it. And I was probably wrong with my wording, but I meant go in order of your seat.
Numerical. Yeah, but not only that, but they
I yelled chronological.
If first class gets on first, or vets get on first, let the vets get off first. Because there's a reason they got on first. Let them get off first.
Or when you're boarding, put the windows first.
Everybody in the window
seat. Everybody in the window seat. Get on first. What is that?
Ooh,
proper way to board a flight.
All
and
these
then
years?
Your bags don't let you get out the seat and you have to get your bag and everybody's waiting. So the secret is to put your bag a couple seats ahead.
So that you can walk, grab your
Please.
Bag,
and they're and everybody's there. Struggling
for sure.
in the back.
For sure.
Because if 100%. You put it right above your seat.
For sure.
I'm like, just go. Because you on my neck, granny.
And why are you standing up?
Yes,
why
do
they
want
to stand up like this for 5 minutes?
Just hover over you.
Because the plane is right here, and you're standing up doing this, waiting.
Yeah, we need to put out a manual on how to travel properly and etiquette. You guys, if you're in the back of the plane, don't jump up and run to the front.
You can't.
Just wait. Wait your turn. Unless you have a layover and then, you know.
But they should say that. Is there anyone like.
They usually do.
They don't. I ain't never been on a plane where they say
sometimes
it.
They do.
I've never heard. Well, maybe I got my headphones in. I don't know. I ain't never heard
I'd be the one with the layover.
Yeah, because I'm like, let people out first. And for all of you who need help, when the plane.
This episode has turned into ranting about shit we hate.
For sure. When the wheels hit the tarmac.
From Disney to Belize.
That is not your opportunity to run to the exit. They
Wait,
have
when
to,
the wheels went?
As soon as they land, they want to jump, unbuckle their seatbelt, get their bag. It still has to get to the
I'm
gate.
I'm an unbuckler, but I'm not a bag getter.
But
am
you
unbuckler.
Jumping up and getting your bag, and they haven't even put the dang... Whatever
connector.
You walk out, I don't even know the names of stuff, but they haven't even opened the door and you're racing to the front of the plane.
It's so stressful. Getting your bag off that thing is so stressful. I sweat every time. And then the last flight, it's okay.
I have a number of things I hate that when people do when people travel. Don't yawn with your mouth open and not cover your mouth.
That's been bothering you for 3 months. Because you mentioned that on what trip were we in? Where did we go,
where did
EJ? EJ hates it too. EJ's like, I agree.
Oh, this is when we were on our way to San Francisco. When we were in San Francisco.
We got bipped. Yeah.
And the lady literally was yawning with her, and then like looking over at me.
You're like,
is
it's just annoying, or what do you think?
No, it's actually disgusting and
but
rude.
I'm saying,
it's
but do you
repulsive.
Think, but do you think it's germy, or you just think it's annoying?
I think it's disgusting.
But why?
Because your germs are, your mouth is open, and you're breathing your hot breath on me, in my space. Like, that space
in
isn't
my
just,
bubble.
It's not just your space.
And
we're sitting next to each other.
This is the last thing, and I'm going to let it go, then I'm going to talk about Belize. If you're in the middle seat,
ooh-wee,
you get both armrests.
You have to.
That is the rule. If you're on the window, you get the window. If you're on the aisle, you get the aisle. You have to deal with the cart. I'm sorry. If you were in the middle, you get both armrests.
That's the only benefit of having the middle seat,
That is the only benefit
guys.
Of the middle. So if I'm in the middle.
Yeah, back it up.
I'm going to say, excuse me. This is mine.
I'm not even saying excuse me. I'll just be like.
No, you literally have to boss hog.
No,
you,
seriously.
I'd be like.
No, seriously.
So there needs to be a manual on how to travel. I traveled to Belize, bomb time. I had a hosting over there.
Where is Belize for people who don't know? And me, who doesn't know?
Get back to the armrest. Yeah, where you are in the middle seat. You are asking questions that you know I don't know the answer to. Oh, I went to Belize. Where is Belize? I wish I knew where I was. Megan? For people that don't know, I am people.
I said me too. I didn't know where it was either. But I expect you to know
Belize,
what your passport
it was
says.
Around 2 hours from Houston.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
So wherever Houston is, think 2 hours on a flight. That's how close it is in the vicinity. It's somewhere close to Texas.
Is it?
And they speak Spanish.
Central America. Central America. Okay.
Which is what? Where are we? North America. It's close to Mexico.
So is it on a continent or is it an island?
I think it's
It is a country.
Yeah,
where,
it's a country.
Though?
Central America, so north, then central's here, and then south.
Central America, South America.
Yeah,
they speak.
Y'all
excuse
knew
me.
That there was a Central America?
Yes.
I knew North America, South America. What?
Megan?
I don't care. I don't know. So educate me. I don't know. I don't know where
I'm
Central
like,
America.
Megan, they're coming as we speak. Be careful. These idiots. I don't know where. Okay. Everybody calm down.
I don't know. I don't recall that in my memory bank.
School.
Yeah. Do you remember that?
I remember that hearing Central America, yeah. I don't know what it is. We don't have to get deep into the unknowing.
But you know me, I have to have a visual.
Like,
I need to see
that.
I can't see it in my head.
Yeah.
Well, you were at Belize, so how was Belize?
It was good. It was fun. A lot of culture.
Mm-hmm.
I really love that. Like,
mm-hmm.
everybody's so nice. They literally have nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I think I want to say the average person makes $3,000 USD like a year.
Jesus.
Or something crazy like that. and they're the happiest people mm-hmm. ever. Just happy, loving, excited
to live.
To live. So the culture was dope. Got on stage, tippy toeing. Me and Rotimi, a whole debacle about that. His wife doesn't care, and she's nice to me, and we had a conversation. So y'all leave us alone.
The internet's always gonna internet.
Yeah, I didn't even touch him. My booty was not on that man. But, well, I'll save that for a little later.
What? What happened?
Speaking of booty, who was my booty on? No, I'm just kidding. If anybody saw the previous episodes, I end up seeing Don't Go to LA.
Oh, really? In Belize?
Not in Belize.
Oh, okay.
Where were we at? Oh, I can't say the city. But yeah, I saw that person.
How's that?
So nice.
There's a moment in time.
Oh, God.
Scared to ask,
ooh,
but.
Reminisce. Okay. Oh, my gosh.
Let her have her moment. I'll be over here.
Ooh-wee. Mm. All right, that's my moment. I saw Don't Go to LA, y'all, though. But it was great. It was strictly platonic.
No, it wasn't.
Get over here.
No.
Let me hit you.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, Belize was great. Don't Go to LA was great. What else did I do?
At some point, we're going to have to do, like, a actual breakdown of Don't Go to L.A.
Really?
I mean...
I
mean, we've done plenty of breakdowns, but it's, like...
Crazy. 3 years. Actually, 4. It is platonic, though. What's the definition of platonic? Look at it. What is the actual... I need to know the definition.
What's the opposite of platonic romantic?
I guess so.
Of love or friendship, intimate and affectionate, but not sexual.
So it's not
platonic. Okay, so what's the definition of sexual? Okay, platonic.
But sexual and sex, aren't those two different things?
I think so.
No.
Yes, okay. Because sexual is different. Look up sexual, the word.
Now no, it's platonic. Ooh, we're platonic.
It's definitely sexual. It's definitely sexual.
Oh, well,
by definition.
Okay. It's platonic sexual.
No.
We haven't had sex.
That's not what sexual means.
By definition.
So you have a romantic relationship with someone that you're not committed to.
My nose is sweaty. There's sweat beads on my nose. I see it in my peripheral. Ew, it's hot in here. Oh, that man.
So at least we don't have to dive deep, but at least you can admit that you have a romantic, non-committing relationship with someone.
With a friend. Oh, my gosh. So crazy. That's over, though. That's the past.
You said that 4 years ago.
4 freaking years ago. It's fun.
Actually, you say that every time you see him.
That's crazy.
Every time.
This time, oh my God, I have to tell you.
I don't know if I want to know.
It's so crazy.
I don't know if I want to know.
Oh, girl. Get over
here. I'm so happy there's distance.
Get over here. Yeah, so anyways, whatever. Can't talk about that.
But what is happening in the moment? Are you feeling like, what's happening in those moments with your romantic, non-committed partner?
That's the problem. All right, I guess get into it. The energy, I literally see this person every few months,
mm-hmm.
randomly,
mm-hmm.
not intentionally.
Right, it's always a run-in.
Always a run-in,
yeah.
In
the same city. Uh-huh.
And our energy is just undeniable. And it's intimate, intellectual conversations mm-hmm. that it's like, I know you see me and I see you,
mm-hmm.
but to me, it's not a realistic long-term situation for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So I'm just like, enjoy the moment, be where your feet are, and that's just what it is. Like, take it for what it is. Mm.
I get that, though. I get those, like, attractions where it's like it's undeniable. Like, we just have this attraction.
Undeniable.
But then it's like, what is it?
What is that?
What is the attraction?
Because when I see you, I get nervous, and I know you get nervous when you see me. It's that instant, like, hey, you look good. Mm. It's like, we're nervous, like little kids. So what the energy is like insane. And then it's like, all right, see you in 4 months. Maybe, maybe not.
So what's it, like, what's, how do you break that cycle? Or is that going to be somebody
just what it is
that is always like that?
Yeah.
Until what? Until he finds someone and you find someone?
Right. I don't know.
Life is crazy.
I really don't know.
I get it.
And I, like, have love for that person.
I have the same situation.
That's so crazy.
Or I had the same situation. I don't have that situation
So,
anymore.
You see?
I get it, though.
It's like, I love you as a person. I'm not, like, in love with you. Like, I want to marry this man. But, like, I love you. You're my friend. Mm-hmm. We've had intimate conversation. We've had deep conversation. I see you outside of who the world sees you as because of our connection.
Yeah.
And it's like...
But it will never happen.
It will never happen. Ooh, wee.
I get
that. That is so sad.
It is.
That's sad to me.
It is. But once you know it, though, like...
You can accept it for
once
what
I,
it is.
Once I knew it was never going to be anything. Like, I knew
but
that.
But that could have.
No, it couldn't have.
No,
it could have never.
I take that back because of
how he believes and what he thinks. But it could never
that's not
be.
Aligned.
It was. Yeah. And I think that helped me not put my emotions so much into it and only see that person as
what they are,
my friend.
With my situation, our morals and what we actually desire are aligned. I just don't think his actions reflect that.
Yeah.
Like, you say you want this, but you're not moving like that.
Yeah.
You're not ready.
Yeah.
You might want that eventually, but right now you're not ready. And I'm trying to prepare to be a wife, to be a mom in this season.
Yeah.
For whoever I'm going to end up with, you know? So if you're not ready to actually move towards that, I can't risk my heart in this season you're in.
Yeah. But you know? do you feel like you're putting yourself at risk at all when y'all see each other?
No. And like you said, because once you know.
No, you know, yeah.
Yep. You're like, this is, be where your feet are, live in the moment. I can still be there for you, and we have our time, our moments, and like, we're friends with sexual attraction.
Sexual seduction.
What's up, you guys? It's your girl, B. Simone, and I will be in Tacoma, Washington this weekend at Nate Jackson Super Funny Comedy Club, August 18th through the 20th. We got two shows Friday, two shows Saturday, and one show Sunday, you guys. Tacoma, Washington, come out, come laugh, come turn up. Single men, pull up. And if you ain't single, bring your girl. Okay, don't try to hit on me because I can't fight. Okay, everybody come out to Tacoma, Washington. I will see you this weekend at the Comedy Club. Get tickets at officialbsimone.com. That's OFFICIAL, bsimone.com. Get your tickets now. I will see you this weekend, Tacoma. Mwah. Yeah, but that's really like my dog, bro.
No, I know. Like, you genuinely care about him, like as a friend.
Yeah, I care about you.
Yeah.
You know? And I, you know, I've had moments where it's like, damn, like, I see you, but I just don't think he's ready.
Yeah.
You
and
know?
He may not be. And
yeah,
it might
take... And that might not be our purpose together.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like I pour into him a lot, and he's poured into me on, you know, a few occasions as far as, like, connecting on business, connecting on the things we have in common.
Yeah.
You know,
I think you have to put those boundaries up when you know that you're, like, sexually attracted to somebody. You have to, like, make sure that you really put hard boundaries on that type of intimacy because your body takes memory of stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like, even though you know, I know this is never gonna go anywhere, but when you allow your body to just go with what it feels and you become, you know, not that it's sexual, but anything, any romantic touch or anything,
ooh,
your body takes memory of that.
What about kissing?
Even that. But it's like, but if I know that you're always just going to be my friend, I really don't
have no business
kissing you.
Why are we still doing this?
I don't have no business kissing you because I'm just taking memory.
Because what are we doing?
What are we doing?
And now
every time I see you, I think about you. I see you post
and
something.
I literally ask that. I'm like, what are we doing?
You ask that every time.
I'm like, we're friends. This is not reality. I say that every time. I'm like, this is not realistic.
But what's his response to that?
He doesn't agree.
He's like, no, this is something.
He's like, let's try it. I'm like, you're a liar. I'm like, you sound absolutely absurd. Absolutely not.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
But why would you deny it?
I'd be like, are you serious?
I would feed all into, okay. You're my man. Post it. So post it.
No.
Post it.
No.
We're together. We're committed.
There's no way.
Post it.
His actions don't align with what you're saying.
Maybe because you haven't given him permission. You keep denying him.
Maybe.
If I'm saying be my girlfriend and you're like, no. And then you're like, your actions don't show. It's like, well, you said no.
I'm like, well, let's be friends.
But y'all been friends
4 months.
Okay, you want to be consistent. Yeah.
Foundation.
Yeah. Like,
I can't. Yeah. We've only been. Yeah.
Need to talk to you once a day.
Something. And that ain't gonna happen.
Once a week.
Once a week, at least.
Yeah.
You know.
I get that.
Building a consistent foundation.
But that sucks having like great chemistry with somebody that you can't be with.
Yeah.
That sucks.
It sucks.
Especially when, like, a main moral key is missing. Yeah. Like, a moral foundation is missing, but everything else aligns. Yep. That sucks.
That sucks. It sucks.
It sucks. Absolutely sucks. It's like...
I'd be like...
I would treat you so good. It's like...
Yeah.
I get it.
So, yeah. Anyway, I saw Don't Go Down Alarm and went to Belize, and that's it.
Well... You guys, just keep tuning in, and in about 2 months,
we'll have another update. Get over here. Jesus. That is so crazy. Literally going on 4 years.
But I've always been a big champion of him. I've always been encouraging of him.
Yeah.
But because I got to meet him, I know, like, I've got to know have a conversation of, with him.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
I think
yeah.
he's a great
person,
guy.
Yeah. Just not ready, you know.
Yeah, that sucks.
It's not, especially in this season. It's like, are you out of? If I popped out with him, like lukewarm. She's so lukewarm. She's lukewarm. Middle name Luke, last name Warm.
Somebody was trolling you like that?
Trolling.
That's mean, y'all. Don't do that.
I was in Belize just dancing. Jesus. They're like, you're so lukewarm. Look at you back drinking, twerking your little ass. I'm like, first of all, it's Red Bull. And if it was liquor.
None of your business.
Mind your business. And yes, my ass is little.
Can't do anything about
that. Can't do anything about that. They're like, why are you dancing on a married man? I'm like, oh my God.
Lukewarm. People don't understand how like offensive it is to call somebody lukewarm. Do you know what the Bible says about that?
God.
Jesus said he vomits those who are lukewarm. Like that's how disgusting lukewarm people are to him. So don't call. Don't just be out here. Just
they're like Lukey. I'm like Jesus. Be Saluke. Oh my God. I didn't even touch Ro Timmy.
Be Saluke is hilarious.
Lisa Luke? Like, Lord.
Luke Simone.
Lukey. Are you saying cough up a Lukey or Lukey?
Luke Simone.
Stop, for they make that a meme.
That's mean. Don't do that to her, y'all. Stop. Let her be.
Yes, I was dancing. If y'all saw that and thought I was lukewarm, y'all want to see what I'm not boasting.
Jesus.
I mean, it ain't nothing crazy, but if y'all think me not touching... Ro Timmy is lukewarm. I don't know what to tell you.
Guys, people dance. It happens. Move on. Like, it's like, people dance. I don't know what to tell you. Chance was getting grinded up on by a dancer at a Caribbean fest. It happens. Like,
I
get
fun.
It. Move on.
I would live my life. Lukey.
So you went to Belize. You did a festival.
Yeah, I hosted a festival. It was so fun.
And then what?
That's all I did, really. What else have I done?
What was before that? Where did I see you at before that?
I was just in LA.
No, I'm saying, where did I physically see you at before that trip? When's the last time I saw you? Was it, wasn't when we recorded. Couldn't have been, right?
That was crazy. I don't know, actually. It was before I left town, though.
I'm just trying to think of all the things that have happened since we recorded.
Yeah. Comedy show. I'm back doing comedy, y'all.
Oh, yeah. You had your first comedy show. And
first comedy show.
Where were you?
We did Connecticut.
How was that? Yeah, because so you weren't. Good. We haven't recorded since then.
So good. I was so surprised. Because, you know, like, I'm like, what am I going to talk about? I just said everything that's been going on. Mm-hmm. I talked about my first funerals. Mm-hmm. I talked about church. I talked about my sister, her marriage. You know, just all my truth and everything hit.
Yeah.
I did so good. Yeah. And you know, sent me that message and... Because you know how I get before shows.
Yeah.
It was so sweet and it's so needed. And I appreciated that so much.
Yeah.
But
so how does it feel being back on stage, being back in comedy clubs?
Phenomenal. Like, it was for sure. Because, you know, I took a 7-month break. So you never know, like, you don't know how you're going to feel until you get up there.
Right.
You could be like, I really don't want to do this no more.
Yeah.
Or I really don't have a passion for it no more. Or I'm not even nervous. I don't care what... It was still, like, passion.
It's still,
And God showed out. I did 1 hour and 15 minutes.
Which is great.
Which means, I'm like, I got it.
Yeah.
This is my gift. This is my purpose. And no matter how much I change, my life can always be told on that stage.
Yeah,
you know? So it was. They were very receptive.
Good.
It was good. It was
to
good.
To do an over an hour and you haven't been on stage in a while is phenomenal.
Tyler was like,
we gotta go.
We gotta go, you know? It was really, really good.
What's up, you guys? It's Megan Ashley, and I will be in Charlotte, North Carolina, August 27th at the Who Is She brunch. Yes, I will be there for the panel discussion. I'm so excited. This is my first, like, thing that I'm doing by myself. So I'm really excited, and I hope you guys come. If you go to www.whoisshebrunch.com, you will get 10% off if you use my code Megan. So type Megan.
Y'all better support my motherfucking friend.
You heard her. Support her friend and be there. I hope to see you guys there. It's going to be amazing. We're going to talk about entrepreneurship. We're going to talk about womanhood. So many things. So I hope to see you there. Bye.
He opened up and he killed, of course, you know. And then the show in Atlanta.
Oh, yeah. You just had a show a couple days ago.
Yes. And I want to shout out to DC because he got up there and he did a whole music set.
I heard. I was like, good for him.
Good for him. That takes so much bravery for people to think you're about to come out and do stand-up and be like, that motivated me.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right, like, calm down.
You're like, I can do that too.
I can do it too, you know. But it really motivated me. Like, people don't know his music. I mean, like but it's not like
they know
international.
His
yeah. And they didn't know the lyrics, but they were supporting. They had their cameras out. He was up there looking like Tank, had his shirt off. I said, DC.
Lord,
now put your
DC.
Shirt back on.
Please.
But he was so passionate. He sounded good, you know.
I'm happy for him.
I'm happy for him and proud of him.
Yeah, so proud of him.
For how he's just been trucking through his pain and being vulnerable still.
Yeah, for
like
sure.
Being open and honest, talking about, you know, his loss.
Yeah.
And, you know.
I just think he's being, you know, being a great example of what it's like to really, like, just trust God through your pain. And it doesn't look the way that a lot of people want it to look.
Yeah.
But he's being vocal and saying, like, I trust God.
This is what it is. These are the cards I was dealt. Yep. I can't change it. And all I'm doing is trusting him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I just love that he's being that example. So I'm super proud of him.
And stepping up as a single Black father.
Oh, yeah.
3 kids. And he's, 2 girls.
Yeah.
Those girls have been on the road with him. Mm-hmm. They've been traveling with him. Yeah. Like, he stepped up and was like, I'm taking my baby. Not shooing them off to somebody else.
Yeah.
You know.
He's being a phenomenal dad. And I know Jackie would be proud of him.
So proud. As busy as he is, like, you know, just taking full control over his family.
Yeah. And just stepping up.
Yeah. Because you don't see that a lot. Like, maybe.
And those are big shoes to fill. What? Because Jackie was the best mom. So. He's doing a great job. And he has a lot of family and loving, supportive family and auntie and his cousins and his mom. And, you know, there's so much people supporting them and, you
helping with the girls.
Them.
Yeah.
So, I'm proud of him.
We love you, DC. Love the babies. But yeah, the shows were good, and it was just confirmation, like, just to that stand up is still a part of my calling, mm-hmm. and taking who I am on that stage,
yeah.
making sure that I do that.
Yeah.
You know, I talked about Jackie towards the end and just motivating, like, you know, my motivational mm-hmm. 9-to-5 thing towards the end. I talked about Chris, RIP Chris, his passing. Mm-hmm. And you get scared because it's like, how do you make a joke out of such a sad situation?
Mm-hmm.
But it was just, I just said yeah. real stuff. And it, yeah, and they happens. Laughed. Yeah. And I'm like, okay, like, we can laugh through this pain.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So that made me feel better because I had, like, a joke about Chris or whatever, and yeah. it hit. And I'm yeah. like, okay, like, it's not just funny to me.
Yeah.
Like, that's funny.
That's funny. Yeah. Yeah. For sure.
You know? And I paid, not homage, but I paid respect to him.
Mm-hmm.
And it was good.
Good.
It was good.
Good.
Yeah. So I'm excited to do.
And you have shows coming up in.
Yeah.
Ohio,
Toledo, Dayton, and then nothing till October. But I'm going to try to stay on stage.
Yeah.
Like, I know I always say that, but Desi has some shows. So I was like, I might just pop out to his, mm-hmm. do like a 10-minute.
Yeah.
Just to keep, that muscle going so yeah. I don't get so anxious over time. It's yeah. like, that 7 months felt like I was starting over.
Yeah, it's like working out. It's like when you don't go to the gym, it's like, you dread it. But yeah. then once you get in the groove of it,
I got
it's better.
This. Yeah. So, yeah. Good. I really, 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 you know, I've been saying that for, I mean, that's always a comedian's goal, saying that for a while, but to do a special.
For sure.
That would be a, you know, a shorter term goal, maybe like 2 years yeah. or less than 2 years, yeah. hopefully, but at least do one special, get that yeah. under my belt.
For sure. I think your fans have been kind of waiting for that for yeah. a while, so.
And then to broaden my audience with comedy. Mm-hmm. So I've just been, yeah, working on the stand-up. Stand-up is another beast, man. That show in Atlanta, oh my God. I looked at Derry, I said, I'm about to cry. You know, post-show, yeah. I'm like, my routine, I'm like, yeah. I'm quiet, I'm focused. It was just so much chaos. Literally, a negative thought went through my mind. I was like, if this is the show where I bomb, I'm just going to have to take the lesson. maybe this is just going to be a lesson that yeah. I have to take.
Yeah.
Or it was literally like that much leading up to the stage. And got up there, mic was off. They played the wrong walkout song. They played the walkout song was 1,000 Miles.
Jesus.
I said, well, that ruined that joke. So I'm not walking up to y'all play the right song. You know, it was everything that could have been against me. They were literally announcing, from Wild and Out, da-da-da-da-da, conceded. And I'm walking up to the stage. I was like, good. I turned around. I said, oh, my God. It was like that unorganized. Then I get to the stage, finally, after all the debacle. Perfect. Seamless.
Good.
Great timing. So glad I went later. Because
yeah.
it was, you know, just everything you're worried about in that chaotic storm, soon as it's time, God works it out.
Yeah, for sure.
It was nothing to worry about. It was nothing. It was perfect.
Yeah.
From the moment my foot hit the stage.
Yeah.
So it's just like, you know, more confirmation that stand-up is still, number one, it still has my heart.
Yeah.
Like, I still love it.
Yeah.
And number two, it's still a part of what God called me to do in this
for
season.
Sure.
Yeah. But that show, oh, my God. I said, this is the most ghetto show I ever been a part of in my career. You know.
And that's saying a lot. Because you've been some places. Because I've been there.
He's like, we done been
places.
In some hole in the walls.
If it's bad, then Jesus.
Yeah.
So.
But, yeah, God showed out, and yeah, I love, love, love stand-up.
Good.
So I'm excited to be back on stage.
Good, good. I know those shows are going to go great. And you have some, for what, Alabama is probably the most further out where people could, I don't know when this episode will come out, but
yeah.
Birmingham, Alabama in October?
October, yeah. We're going to try to add a few more. And our shows, y'all, like, we have two shows. Did we come up with the title yet?
Oh.
Back to back.
Two shows, September 16th, September 17th.
Yeah.
Richmond, Virginia.
September 15th.
15th and 16th.
September 16th, yeah.
Richmond, Virginia and Indianapolis, Indiana.
Yeah. So
that'd be cool.
Y'all, pull up. I think Richmond sold out. Indiana still has tickets left.
Still got tickets left, yeah. I don't know what's up with Indiana. Where y'all at?
I don't know. Where y'all at? Who out there? Indianapolis. Go to the website. Get the tickets. And, yeah. This is going to be a great, you know, two shows before we do our 15 to 20 city tour in the spring.
Jesus.
We're getting a tour bus, y'all. We're going to be like the Spice Girls.
Their tour bus was epic, man.
Oh my gosh. I am so excited about that experience. I've always wanted to do that. I've been wanting a tour bus since I was in a girl group. Never been able to have a tour bus.
That's hilarious.
A tour bus?
It's only 2 days, so it's not that bad.
Yeah.
It's going to be fun. And, you know, we'll have some great memories. And I'm sure we'll have lots to talk about once we get on stage.
Yep.
From being on a tour bus. Yep. And we'll have the team with us. So it's going to be fun. It's going to be a cool experience. And just getting on the road and seeing more of our supporters. And that's going to be cool. Yeah. Because, yeah. I mean, Atlanta is the only time that we've seen them in person. So to go out and, you know, like, especially next spring and like 20 cities, that's a crazy lot.
That's a lot. So this is going to set the tone for the tour in the spring, but y'all already know the anniversary show every February 22nd. That's coming up in Atlanta, and we will be announcing the retreat
soon.
Next month, September.
Is it next month?
We announce in September.
September.
So y'all get ready for that. If you're not on Patreon, 100%, you will not be at the retreat.
There's no way.
There's no way. Because we're announcing to Patreon first, and there's only a select amount of people that can come.
How many? 60, right? Oh, 100 people.
50 and 50. So two groups of 50 people, which is 100 total. So, yeah, if you're not on Patreon,
It's a dub. And listen, we're going to have a good time. We're going to have fun, but we are going to do some work. You know, we want to promote healing. Transformation. So a lot of that is going to be there too. So if you are planning on coming.
And be intimate with them.
Yeah. Be prepared for that. You know, we ain't just turning up.
Right.
Shaking our ass on a boat. It ain't that type of trip.
Right.
Now. Will I probably shake my ass
on a boat? But that's not the full intent.
Intent of the trip.
Right, okay? Right.
So we're going to have a great time, but, you know, we're going to let God have his way at the same time. So I'm excited for that.
We'll pod out there with you guys as the audience. Yeah, that's cool. Wow.
I actually kind of want to do an interactive episode with them.
That'll be cool.
Them ask us stuff, like have a conversation, more controlled conversation, but have a conversation,
like maybe vet questions before.
That'd be dope. But just to be intimate with them for a little bit, and like
in the true community, like the people that really ride for us and are down for us and like F with us, those are the people that are going to be there. Like these are people we're going to know by name.
Oh yeah, like Stefan.
Hey.
Hey, Stefan.
He's like, I love him.
Love.
He's like, here's my order. Can y'all sign my shirt? I said, we are not at the warehouse. We're not signing.
He's like, go up there. He's like, go up there. Custom Letterman jacket.
He might get one.
I said, well, fine.
See, those are the type of people that are on Patreon that we build these connections with. So y'all need to be on Patreon.
And it's like real connections. Like,
know them by name.
They hit us and we hit them back.
Like, yeah.
We talk to them. So. Yeah. Patreon definitely, and our close friends community. A lot of people that's on our Patreon are part of our close friends community. Some of them have all three subscriptions.
That's crazy.
And it's amazing because you really get to know them personally, and they get to see you intimately. Like, I had my live Zoom the other day, and, you know, we just on there kicking it, talking till midnight. Like, just chatting it up. And they don't want to get off, and I don't want to hang up with them.
Yep.
And we're having these conversations and we're, you know, being vulnerable. And I love those.
Yeah.
I love our community.
Yeah.
I really do.
We wanted to talk about that. We could talk about that the next episode.
Oh.
Your live Zoom. Yeah.
Our Zoom. How many minutes are we in? Are we good? 45?
Wrapping it up.
We can wrap it?
He said we can wrap it?
Well, Carlos said we can wrap it, so.
Well.
There's a little KFS update.
We're back.
Jesus. It's like, at what point are we going to retire it?
We're not. Oh, they love it.
Do they?
We have to commit.
I feel like they
commit and submit.
Girl.
Girl. Can you move this to the front of the episode?
Alrighty. Come on.
Okay. 5, 6, 7, 8, repeat.
Oh, we can do a remix.
No, don't be trying to switch. 5, 6, 7, 8, repeat. We back. It's like we back on the track. Be some on it, making ash.
We back.
Now we got to do that every time. It's like, stop making up stuff y'all don't want to do every week.
Because we like it.
We back. Go to track. Be some on it, making ash. Yeah, we back. We back. That's hard.
We back.
Like we back. We back. We can do that every week.
Okay.
You're going to be like, girl, get copy and paste it.
They need to record it and paste it into every episode. Okay. That needs to be part of the intro. They go through all that. Put we're back in there. All that mesmerizing them. Put the we're back. That's what they want. Okay? So, Jesus.
All that mesmerizing. All that. You're getting so
every time that comes on. I'm like, they are being hypnotize
them to watch us. Oh my God. Ooh, I love our intro. We need to
put, okay. Well, you can put we're back. We can put we're back in the intro.
Okay. You don't want to do it every week?
We don't do it every week. So that's just the bottom line. We don't do it every week.
Vote. Take a vote.
We're voting right now.
Right now.
If there are, 1,100 comments,
Megan,
on this YouTube video, we will.
Megan always we're back. If there's 1.2 million views, it's like,
well,
all right. And you think our community ain't gonna do it?
Proof of desires in the pursuit.
Come on,
and if you know, want it,
watch,
make it happen,
and y'all are gonna do it. That's she's gonna right. be like, ugh.
I know, I'm pissed. I'm gonna be like, ah, dang, bro, there's 1,200 comments in this.
Just go flood it, y'all. 1,100 comments
from different people. I don't want to see
Stefan.
Pinkle Sparkle 1, 2, 3
and 15 times.
I need 1,100 people, 1,100 comments
to say
to do work.
We're like, back organic. They're like,
if I was y'all, I would really be like,
we don't want it.
We don't want it because y'all don't do it anyway. So we're over it.
But after this, we will commit. It's like a year and a half in. Are y'all going to do it or not?
I mean, I'd say our success rate is probably like 80%.
For sure.
It's a passing.
Yeah.
We're not failing.
It's about, and then no for sure, it's like 90. We don't be hitting that every episode.
Yeah, that's about a 90, 92.
It's like, do y'all do it or not? Is it your thing or not?
It's like,
our thing is being here every week.
I mean, seriously.
That's our thing.
This is the thing.
Our thing is
me.
Us.
This is this.
Every week. Consistently.
Now, what do you know for sure, and what do you say no to for sure?
If y'all
we get
can
to it, we get to
meditate
it.
On that.
It's in your journal.
Do you have your journal? If you don't have a journal, go to thenoforsure.com right now.
Do we have journals left?
We do.
Oh, we have a few journals left.
Yeah, I said a few.
And what do you know for sure, and what are you saying no to for sure is in the journal, right? Mm-hmm. Well, then that's that, y'all. I don't know what else to say. On the next journal, it'll be, you'll open it and it'll say, we're back.
And we're then, back. Be Simone and Megan Ash. Yeah, we're back. And it's going to have the snaps. In the journal. Like,
you know the cars that make the music noise?
That's so annoying. That's
we should
cool.
do that in the journal.
They're going to be so irritated. Yes. Every time I open my journal, we're back. It's like, I can't even journal. I'm not journaling. I got to rip this battery out.
Or it's like a glitch and in the middle of the night. It's like, we're back. We're back. I would be terrified.
Did all that and still didn't do her back.
All right, come on. We'll give it to him one time. Come on. Give it to the original.
I love that one. Be some up there. Get that job. Then
we back.
We back. All right.
For sure.
And then we going to go.
We got to go.
Where? That's high.
No, I think that's where you usually are.
Okay.
Too high, but
yeah,
bad.
I jump in. You're usually wrong, and I usually just come. Jump in. No, you're right. because you're wrong. And that's right, because you're always wrong. So that's the right note, the wrong note that you usually do. But just do it, because it's always wrong. And that means you're right. You asshole. She's like, nope, that's right.
You're like, that's too high. Like, no, actually that's
what you consistent. Usually do.
That's consistent.
Wow.
Okay, come on.
We're back.
Girl, now you know that is not your note. You was trying to,
We're back.
You were trying to trip me up. No, it's not. It's higher than that.
No. Braylon. I can't go higher right now.
Braylon.
I can't.
You better find it within yourself to get your note.
What's my note? Give it to me.
We're back.
Jesus.
That, yeah, get up there.
Why do I do that?
Consistency. Come on.
We're back.
Oh, you're That's doing all full. I didn't know you were doing full voice. I thought you were doing head voice.
We're back.
Yeah. That's. I thought you were just staying in the head.
Get nervous too much.
It's okay, just do it. Just relax.
I'm a comedian.
Yeah, for sure you are. Take a deep breath and just airy. Think airy.
We're back.
See? Soft That's whisper. That's all they need.
They need to copy and paste that.
100%. We need to get
I don't care
student.
Nothing about 1,100 comments.
Oh, I do want to say Mike Teezy did send me the track.
No.
And he said, if you need me to write the bars for you, I will.
Well, when did he send that?
He sent it a while ago, but I was like, we ain't about to get on no track.
Yes, we are.
He said, he was like, I'll write the bars for y'all if you want me to.
Can it start off with we're back? We're back. He's a moaning. It's like, ooh, we. Okay. All right, y'all.
What song were we remixing? Oh,
I don't believe in the devil, so I don't write that happens too. Yeah.
Yeah, we could do
that. We could do that.
All right, y'all, stay tuned for Mike Teezy,
KFS.
You
turned into a rapper so quick. All right, love you guys. We're about to get out of here. See y'all next week on the No
For
Sure podcast. I am B. Simone.
Megan Ashley.
Bye.
See ya.
Toodles.
I said we're back.
We're back. B. Simone and Megan Ashley. I said we're back.
We back.
Good job. Thank you guys so much for tuning in to the Know For Sure podcast. Make sure you keep the conversation going and use our hashtag KnowForSurePod.
Yes, we want to see you guys share the hashtag KnowForSurePod on all social media platforms. We want to keep the conversation going.
And follow us on all social media platforms, Instagram and Twitter, KnowForSurePod.